Back now with Day to Day, director Roger Donaldson started his career making documentaries. He's best known, though, for his thrillers like No Way Out and 13 Days. Add to that list The Bank Job, a new movie that opens tomorrow. Here's my colleague Alex Chadwick with more.
The movie derives from a whole genre of storytelling, and you can see it on TV almost every night. True crime. In this case, with some fictional character and plot elements added. And watching it, you think you know the stuff that they have made up. But do you? How much of this is concocted, do you know?
Well, it's always very hard, I think, you know, with anything that's historic, to really get to the truth. And one of the things that I tried to do in making the film was to get into the records of the case and the archives of the newspapers and meet as many people as I could who had some connection to this story. And in some ways, the more I dug into the story, the more I realized there was no way that one could really prove conclusively what did happen.
The Bank Job is about a bank job, a notorious London robbery by essentially a group of amateurs back in the early 70s. And all these years and parts of the story are still obscured. But actually, part of what happened is documented too, preserved in an old recording.
The robbers have a lookout up on a building looking down at the front of the bank, and this radio transmission that was happening between the lookout and the robbers in the vault of the bank was picked up by a ham radio operator, and he recorded the tape of what was happening.
Do you get that plot device? In the middle of the night, the robbery underway, a ham radio operator overhears the lookout talking to the inside gang on a walkie-talkie. He calls the cops, tells them the robbery's going on. At some bank, he doesn't know which one. In the movie, pretty soon the lookout has some bad news for the insiders. The police are outside.
Get down,
listen, fellas, they're on to you. Listen, they're on to you.
Coppers right on your doorstep.
And inside the bank vault, the gang, the leader played by Jason Statham, the gang freezes in fear.
Speak to me, Nigel.
Guys, you've got a car just pulled up, some bloke. He's going up to the front door with the cops. Guys, he's unlocking the front door. They're going in.
Over.
Oh, no.
And inside the movie theater, this is the moment when you think, okay, this is what they're making up.
That did happen.
It did? Roger Donaldson, that is really cool. The robbers wait in the vault, the moment's ticking away. They don't know that the police are checking a lot of banks all over the city this night, and the police don't know that this is the right one.
Ultimately, I managed to track down the guy who recorded the tapes, the ham radio operator. I think he read on in the newspaper that a movie was being made and tracked us down. While the tape is not quite as good a quality as our movie is, it's, you know, we were sticking pretty much verbatim to the script that was happening between the vault and the lookout.
The story got out very quickly. It was in all the newspapers back then. There were some arrests, but very few details. And then the story died very quickly. And this in Britain, where official secrets often still remain secret because violators can go to jail. The really juicy details about the film, The Bank Job, the part that is made up, maybe, explains what really happened and why.
Ultimately, there were four bank robbers who were arrested and were jailed. And I managed to track down one of those guys. He wasn't that enthusiastic to talk about it. You know, there was obviously a backstory that he didn't really want to be too specific about. I think it would be fair to say that there were other people involved that definitely did, you know, get away.
In your telling of the story, yeah, there's a government agency gets these guys to mm-hmm. go into the bank vault because there's evidence in one of these safety deposit boxes that would embarrass the government, embarrass the crown if mm-hmm. it were to be made public.
One of the things that he did confirm, although he wouldn't be specific about what it was that they did find some very embarrassing stuff that would have embarrassed at a very high level people.
Because they did open how many boxes? A couple of boxes?
Well, I think they probably opened half of them.
Yeah.
And it is a fact that over 100 of the people who had these safe deposit boxes were unwilling to divulge what the contents of those boxes were.
So the people, the bank after the robbery had occurred, the bank said to all the safety deposit customers, tell us what's in there, and then we'll be able to tell the police this is missing. And people said, oh, well, heck, I can't remember.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much what happened.
You get all your nasty pictures, but here's the twist. We get indemnity, fresh passports, safe passage out of the country for the whole team, and an official signed document guaranteeing we won't be prosecuted and we won't be pursued. You mess with us, Tim, we can drip feed pictures like this to the press.
So here you are, these decades later now, a former documentarian, and you've made a kind of fictional treatment of what was a real event, a bank robbery, a bank job into which you can write a lot more.
You know, one of the things that I think about movies that sort of, well, if you take, say, Oliver Stone's JFK, you know, it's, I think it's a movie that he believed he was trying to tell the truth as he saw it and was uncovered for him. But it's very, you know, it's hard to prove some of those things. For me, you know, I don't see this, to me it's not a dramatized documentary. It's a, you know, it's entertainment ultimately.
It is. It's a complete thriller. I mean, you want to be down there in that vault with Jason Statham when he hears over the radio that, hold on, the police and the bank manager, they're on their way in right now. That's a pretty good moment.
Yeah, no, and I think that's the pleasure of making the film, is to try and take the audience to those conversations and rooms and places, you know, and enjoy the story as it unfolds.
Roger Donaldson's new film, The Bank Job, opens tomorrow. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick.